Blog Talk Radio. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. That was is working. That's Evangelist Bernard's song. It's working. You got a seed in the ground, expect it to have a harvest. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is Monday, and we're excited to be on the broadcast. And we're going to say welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we're empowering souls for destiny. Our co-founding host is Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host today, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You can find that in the King James Version. I read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all segments. Please email us at New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and on Twitter at New Destiny at 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archive message. Just like you're hearing me talk now, you can hear that if you go there. And, you know, we appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of this godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and Evangelist Bernard and me that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, Evangelist Bernard, I'll be turning it over to her, but I'm going to ask if Mother Charity can open us up with prayer this Monday morning, afternoon. Mother Charity?
Yes, praise the Lord. God bless you all. Amen. We just thank God for another day. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor, my Savior, for thou art worthy of all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for another day that you have blessed us. Amen. We thank you, O God, because thou have been so good to us. Hallelujah. Thou art mindful of us, O God, today. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, O God, for a mind, Lord, amen, even to serve you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for answered prayer today. O God, how you have touched our bodies in the name of Jesus. How you have been so good to us, Lord, so merciful, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. That you will bless this broadcast today, hallelujah. Amen, and give the speakers, O God, what to say. Anoint them, my Savior. Bless this service. In Jesus' mighty name, and those, O God, that's on here, in the name of Jesus, give us strength, O God. Keep us with a mind to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray, and for thy name's sake, amen and amen.
Amen. We thank you so much, Mother Charity, for that awesome prayer. And we're going to turn. The next voice you'll hear is our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. truly this is the day that the Lord has made. I will certainly rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I just thank God for another opportunity to be on this radio blog with the Time of Reflection, sponsored by New Destiny Ministries. We truly thank God for each and every one of our listeners. Thank God for our co-hosts. Thank God for all those that tune in the chat room and those that go back and listen in the archives. Truly, it is a marvelous, marvelous blessing to be able to say something on behalf of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I count it a privilege, I count it a blessing, and I certainly am honored every time I have an opportunity to say something that would represent God. Amen. And we dare not represent him with an ungrateful attitude, but we represent him because we're thankful and we're grateful, and we certainly magnify the name of our Lord. Amen. It's just because of him that we move and live and have our being. Amen. I just woke up this morning, well, yesterday really, with a thought in my mind, and as I began to just think about what it was that God was showing me, amen, he began to just minister to me, amen. And I thought about all of the all of us that was celebrating Resurrection Weekend, amen. You know how we put on our Easter bunny clothes, and you know we do all the trappings that society has designated for Easter Sunday. Amen. Some say Resurrection Sunday, and some say Easter Sunday, and some say the bunny rabbit and all the different trimmings that we have with that that is associated with the different pagan holidays. But we thank God because we know that Jesus lives. He's no longer in the tomb. Amen. He rose over 2,000 years ago, amen, and therefore that is why we have life and that more abundantly on today, amen. So we are thankful again for this opportunity, amen. And as I was looking at the scripture, we didn't have a subject. I thought about the power of humility, flowing it over again this week, but this week we'll just go as the Spirit of the Lord lead us this week. I know tomorrow we will be having a special guest minister with us, Minister Tracy Curtis out of Houston, Texas, and she's going to be ministering on the subject emotional wellness. Amen. So I certainly look forward to that on tomorrow. But as I begin to look, I'm going to visit this passage of scripture today, and this will be coming out of Psalm 34. Amen. Psalm 34, and I ask the Lord to just bless me and give me a word to say to his people, for we know they are precious in God's sight. Amen. So Psalm 34, I'm reading out the New King James Version today. I don't have my King James Version with me and not able to access the internet at this time, so I'll just give you what the Lord has put on my heart for these next few minutes. Amen. And then maybe you'll have something that you want to share. But Psalm 34 say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. So when you hear somebody profess that and state that out of their mouth, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. You expect for them to honor that statement. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. What is this psalm, what is this passage of scripture saying to us today? Okay, when trouble arises, can we still bless the Lord? When we begin to experience all kinds of difficulties, will we still bless the Lord? Amen. When the doctor come and give you unfavorable report, can you still bless the Lord at all times? Amen. When your children are unruly and rebellious, can you still say, I will bless the Lord at all times? When you're threatened, glory to God, when you're threatened with your life, can you still say, I will bless the Lord at all times? Amen. So we quote these scriptures because they're there in the Bible. Amen. And we know that the scriptures was written for our learning. They were written for us to admonish them. They were written for us to have a rule book. Amen. Something that some guides and some instructions where we can live holy. Amen. We haven't made it yet, people of God. And guess what? We can profess we're blessing the Lord. And in the 3 o'clock hour, and then in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll be cursing somebody out. Amen. In the 4th hour, we'll be telling somebody just what this flesh feel. Amen. In the 4th hour, we'll be telling them to do whatever they will. Amen. But when you profess this scripture out of your mouth, I will bless the Lord at all times. God is looking at us. He's not only looking at us, he's hearing what we profess out of our mouths. Amen. Out of the mouth of 2 or 3, the Bible says every word is established. So we have to be careful what we speak. Yeah, you don't know Messiah out of our mouth. So the man of God, David, was saying, I will bless the Lord. In this particular psalm says, excuse me, hallelujah, get a little more light in here when you're reading with these small captions. A psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. Amen. So he was pretending. Amen. And as we continue to delve into this particular psalm, amen, I would like to encourage you all to stay strong in the Lord.
They're putting all that on you.
Stay strong in the Lord. Amen. Because guess what? We all are going to be challenged. Amen. As we celebrated Resurrection Sunday, we know that Jesus was challenged. Amen. But Jesus knew his purpose. He knew the plan that God had for his life. He didn't have to wonder about it. He already knew his purpose. Amen. He knew that he was going to be betrayed. He knew, amen, that he was going to be killed. He was going to be whipped. He was going to be spit on. He said, for this purpose have I come. But he also made a statement. He said, no man take my life. Amen. He knew that he had power. He had power to command angels to come to his aid. But he realized it was for this purpose that he came. Amen. So that's why he said, nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but thine will be done. Amen. So this scripture is very dear to me, because when I say it, I'm feeling it. I will bless the Lord at all times. I've been through some difficulties. I've seen some challenging days. Hallelujah. I've had some moments where I didn't understand what was going on. And that's when I had to grab a hold to this scripture and say, I will bless the Lord. Amen. I don't care what comes my way, I'm going to still bless the Lord. I don't care what I have to suffer and go through, I will still bless the Lord. Ah, hallelujah. Moses said he'd rather suffer the affliction with the people of God than to go through and endure sin for a season. Amen. That's why we have to be very careful who we connect with. We have to be very careful who we associate with. We have to be very careful who we run with. Spirits are transferable. Amen. So he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, you'll never understand my praise because you don't know my story. Hallelujah. And no one knows your story better than you. Amen. No one knows your story better than you because they haven't been in the trenches with you. They haven't undergone some of the things that you've had to go through. Amen. So no one knows your story. Hallelujah. But you and the Lord God Almighty. Amen. No one knows in the wee hours when you don't have anyone to cry out to. You cry out to your Lord and you say, Lord, I need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one sees your tears. No one knows what you're experiencing, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows. No one knows the questions that you put before God. Nobody knows your petitions or your requests. Hallelujah. But God knows. Amen. He said, I search the heart. Hallelujah. He said, I know the heart. The Bible said the heart is deceitful and above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? Ah, that's why it's important that we watch what we speak. Amen. Your words have power. Hallelujah. Your words can produce life or they can produce death. Amen. Amen. Sometimes in the heat of the moment when we're angry and upset, we say some hurtful things to people. And then after we've had a little time to think about it, if you truly love the Lord, if you truly want to be saved, you have to go back and apologize. We talked about last week the power of humility. Hallelujah. The power of humility, the power of being humble, the power of saying forgive me, the power of saying I'm sorry. Amen. We have to learn. We have to practice these things. Amen. So verse 2 say, my soul shall make it boast in the Lord. Here go this word again. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Hallelujah. The humble gonna hear of it and be glad. Not the proud, but the humble. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In verse 3 say, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Now, people of God, we won't magnify the Lord with anyone when we're angry. We won't magnify and lift up the name of Jesus with anyone when we have something in our heart against our brothers and our sisters. The only way you can magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together is we come together with one mind. Hallelujah. We come together and be on the same accord. Amen. Ain't no sense in faking. Ain't no sense in perpetrating because God knows what's in our heart. Amen. And if you're not careful, God will allow you to speak where someone else will know it's not real. Amen. It's not real. We putting on a facade. Amen. But God knows the heart of everyone. He knows the heart of men. Verse 4 said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. I'm reminded in the scripture, amen, when the man of God, hallelujah, one of the kings, hallelujah, one of the masters, amen, he had forgiven his servant a loan. He had borrowed something, and he asked his Lord to be patient with him. He said, Lord, be patient with me. Have mercy upon me. He said, I will repay all. Amen. And so his Lord forgave him of that debt. Hallelujah. But this same man that asked for mercy, hallelujah, that sought mercy, he began to think about somebody that owed him. Hallelujah. And then he went back to the man that owed him. That's what the Bible said. And then he demanded money of him. Hallelujah. And he was very harsh to him. Amen. And as his fellow servants of that area viewed his torment and viewed how cruel and harsh he was to his friend, they went back and reported it to the master, and the master was very upset from him, upset with him. He said, thou wicked servant, hallelujah, thou evil and wicked servant, how dare you go and demand that this man pay you, did not forgive you your debt? Hallelujah. And that's just like us today. Jesus, forgive us of our debts. Jesus, forgive us of our wrong. He forgive us of our sins. But we have a self-righteous spirit. Amen. And we don't want to forgive anyone. We want to hold on. Some of us have a saying, say, I'll take it to my grave. Well, you take it to your grave. But Adrian ain't taking it to her grave. Amen. When I go to my grave, I want to go in peace. Hallelujah. I want to know that I was able to forgive men their trespasses. Hallelujah. For if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. And that is scripture. That is not my Bible. That is scripture. Amen. We have to have mercy upon people. We want to whom mercy is given. Hallelujah. The same have to therefore give mercy unto others. Hallelujah. The scripture said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Amen. God will hear your cry. Hallelujah. God will come to your rescue. Amen. But you have to be able to hear someone else crying for mercy. You're not the only one need mercy. Hallelujah. We all need mercy, because the Bible said we all have sinned. We all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. So there's no perfect people. We're saved by grace. Hallelujah. We're saved by grace. We're striving for perfection. But as long as we're in this sinful world, as long as this flesh, hallelujah, remain, we're going to be challenged. Hallelujah. We're going to go through some things where we would question, Lord, am I saved? Are you still with me? Hey, that's why you need to go back to the altar. That's why you need to hear yourself speak in tongues. God, I bless you today. Amen. Because sometimes we're walking in pride. We're walking in self-righteousness. Oh, and just because I didn't do this, and just because I didn't do that, I'm all of this and I'm all of that. Oh, but if it was not for the mercies of God, if it was not for the grace of God, we all would be consumed. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Amen. And verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, and he delivers them. When you fear God, he said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I'll lift up a standard against them. Amen. And he will deliver you. Oh, glory to God. Verse 8, this one of my favorite scriptures. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How can you say that, Sister Bernard? Because I've tasted of his goodness. I know the Lord to be good. I have my own testimony. Amen. I don't have to use the testimony of King David. I don't have to use the testimony of Abraham. I don't have to use the testimony of Job. But I have my own testimony. I have a personal relationship with God. I can tell you, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. I've trusted God when I couldn't see my way. I've trusted God. Amen. When I felt like men had turned against me, I've trusted God. When I felt like a knife was put in my heart, I still had to trust God. That's why the opening scripture say, I will bless the Lord at all times. I'll bless him when I'm in the pit. Hallelujah. I'll bless him when I'm in the palace. I'll bless him when I'm sick. I'll bless him when I'm well. I'll bless him when I feel like it. I'll bless him even when I don't feel like it. I'll bless him as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. The Bible says some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but I will trust in the Lord. I will trust him. My grandmother and them used to sing a song, I will trust in the Lord. They would sing that song, and you don't understand what they're singing. You don't understand when they rise up 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning with their coffee. They have a praise on their lip. They begin to talk about the events of yesterday. Amen. They begin to talk about God. They begin to talk about how he made a way. Not you, but God made a way. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. I hear you today, Holy Ghost. I didn't have no subject. I didn't have a destiny focus. Hallelujah. But I'm going to trust God today. Oh, glory to God. Glory. Verse 9 says, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There's no want to those who fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. I'm reading out the New King James Version. And verse 11 said, come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. You have to teach your children. The Bible said, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they get old, they won't depart. Let them be teenagers. Let them be young adults. Oh, but that word that you have instilled in them, that word that is ingrained on their heart, it'll stay with them forever. I remember my mother used to send us to Sunday school. She didn't come go to church with us, but she knew we needed to be trained. Hallelujah. She knew that would make our lives, and we had to rise up and go to Sunday school. Mama wasn't with us, but she made sure we go. You got to train up your children. Amen, amen. I don't care what the devil say. I'm standing on the promises of God. God told me that my children would be blessed and my children's children. He said my seed would be blessed, and I'm standing on that promise. I don't have no other promise to stand on but God's. Amen. Because I've been disappointed by men. I've been disappointed disappointed by women. I've been disappointed by friends. Ah, God, even some of my pastors. Ah, not ignorantly, but knowingly, I've been disappointed. Oh, but I tell you, when you put your trust in God, amen, he'll bring you out. He'll make your enemies be at peace with you. He'll put a smile on your face. He'll put a praise in your spirit. Let me wrap it on up. God, I said, I'm going in your way today, God. I'm going in your strength today. Hey, verse 12 said, who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek it. What are you saying? Seek peace and pursue it. When we get to a certain age in life, I believe some of our past experiences should teach us some things. I believe that we should walk as seasoned, matured adults. We can't afford to keep making the same mistakes over and over and over and over. Somebody is watching us. Our life is a living epistle, read of all men. Somebody is watching you. They may not ever tell you, but they have their eyes on you. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Oh, I thank you, God. He says, seek peace and pursue it. See, you got to follow peace with all men. Ah, even some messy folks. You got to make peace with them. Oh, glory to God. Ah, verse 15 said, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. But you got to remember, the face of the Lord is against them. Ah, but the Bible tells me, vengeance is mine. I will repay. I'm on my broadcast. Amen. If you want to hear this word, you can hear it. If not, you can remove yourself. Amen. The face of the Lord, hallelujah, is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. That's why the Bible tells us to touch not his anointed, do his prophet no harm. Ah, don't worry about folks. Hey, baby, folks are going to be the same no matter where you go. I don't care if you're in Michigan, California, Louisiana, North Carolina, Texas. Folks are going to be folks. Hallelujah. And there's spirits many in the earth. Amen. Spirits many in the earth. Amen. So verse 17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Listen to this, people. The Bible said the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears. What are you telling me? The Bible also say rain on the just as well as the unjust. Oh, but the unjust, hallelujah, they don't get to rest in his promises. But those that are righteous, we can rest in God's promises. He says, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and save such as have a contrite spirit. Oh, and this is another one that I love. It says, verse 19, say, many, hey, you know, Moshiach, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Hallelujah, we're going to suffer many afflictions. Hey, but here's the key right here. Ah, here's the promise right here. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Many are the afflictions. Oh, we're going to go through some things, people of God. We're going to have to experience some things that's unpleasant, that's unfavorable, that's not something that we relish in. Oh, we don't delight ourselves in trouble. We don't delight ourselves when afflictions come. But the Bible tells me many are the afflictions of the righteous. But just know that God delivers them out of them all. He guards all his bones. Ah, not one of them is broken. Amen. They didn't break none of the bones of Jesus. And it was already prophesied, not a bone will be broken. Yes, they put a crown of thorn on his head. No, but not one of his bones was broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. And those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. And this is the last one. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. I just want to share with you all today, hallelujah, that no matter what you're going through, amen, bless the Lord. We open up, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm in a new season now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That song, that opening song say, I have a seed in the ground. I have some seeds on in the ground. I have some seeds in this city where I was born. I have some seeds in Atlanta, Georgia. I have some seeds in Los Angeles, California. I have some seeds in Inglewood, California. I have some seeds in Stockton, California. I have some seeds in Sacramento. I have some seeds in San Francisco. I have some seeds in Jackson, Mississippi. Oh, God, I tell you, I've traveled. I have some seeds in Lansing, Michigan. Hey, you know, no, Messiah, I have some seeds in the ground. Amen. And if you have some seed in the ground today, all you got to do is wait on your harvest. All you got to do is wait on your promise. Keep on blessing the Lord at all times. Bless him when it's favorable. Bless him when it's unfavorable. Bless him when you feel cast down. Bless him when they esteem you. Hallelujah. You got to walk in your season. You got to know that you have the power, hallelujah, to declare and decree. You have the power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You have the power to tread upon serpents. Hallelujah. You have the power to denounce and renounce. You have the power to speak life or death. Amen, amen. I tell you, there's power in the name of Jesus. I'm going through a transition, but I'm trusting God. Hallelujah. I'm trusting you. Because when the Lord tell you to go, amen, and you do what God has said to do, amen, all you have to do is rest in God. Because God will not lie. He ain't a man that he would lie. And one thing I love about him, he's forever. Hallelujah. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, I know y'all don't like me today, but I'm giving you what does say the Lord. This is what the Lord put in my spirit today. Amen. Because I was wrestling. Where do we go, God? We talked about the power of humility. I want to walk in humility. I want to love in humility. I want to serve with humility. I want the blessings of the Lord to overtake me for my humility, for my love for the saints, for my love for the people of God. Hallelujah. Greater love. I love what Jesus told his disciples. He said, a new commandment I leave you, that you love one another. I'm leaving you a new commandment. Hallelujah. A new commandment. I bless the Lord today. I gave you what God gave me today. Ooh, Jesus, I'm stirred in my spirit. Hallelujah. I'm stirred up when I think about God's goodness. I'm stirred up when I think about what he's done for me. I'm stirred up when I remember from whence I came. I'm stirred up when I think about where I'm at now and where I was. I bless the Lord today. Amen. For if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, side. Ah, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Ah, that's why I love him. That's why I serve him. That's why I trust him. That's why I obey him. Hallelujah. That's why I've established a relationship with my God. Ah, so I know when you come and preach anything other than what God has said. He said they come and preach anything. Hallelujah. Other than this gospel, let them be accursed. What are you talking about, this gospel? This gospel will save you. This gospel will transform you. This gospel will give you a new mind. This gospel will give you a new attitude. This gospel will change the way you walk. It'll change the way you talk. Hallelujah. It'll make you forgive when you don't want to forgive. It'll make you love when you don't want to love. This gospel is transforming. Jesus said, no man take my life. I lay it down. Hallelujah. And that's how I feel about my life. No man is going to take my life. Hallelujah. God is the life giver. You know, people say many times, you know, New Orleans, they got voodoo and hoodoo. Well, it's all over, baby. But who are you trusting? I'm not trusting in horses. I'm not trusting in chariots. I'm trusting in the power of my God. I'm trusting in Jesus. He didn't die for naught. He died to redeem man back. And I thank God for his redemption. Because of his redemption, amen, I've been forgiven because of his redemption. Amen, my eyes have been opened. Because of his redemption, I can serve God with a pure heart. I can serve him, hallelujah, with singleness of mind. I can serve him with gladness in my heart. Amen. I don't care what folks know about my past. You can't judge me for my past. Amen. Because guess what? My future is in God's hand. You know the Messiah. My future is in God's hand. And that's who I trust. That's who I lean and depend on. That's who I call on every day of my life. That's who I go to when I'm troubled. That's who I go to when there's a need. That's who I go to when trouble rises. I cling to his throne. Hey, glory to God, and God has never disappointed me. He has never made me ashamed. And because of that, I promised the Lord that I would serve him until I die. I promised the Lord, Lord, if you send me, I will go. Many times we sing all these beautiful songs. Oh, if you can trust anybody, if you can send anybody, send me. And then when the Lord send you, when the Lord tell you to go, you're questioning him. You're waiting on the most opportune time. I could have waited till next week, next year, when my grandson graduated, to make my pilgrimage back here to the city of New Orleans. But I heard the Lord saying, go now. God, I thank you. God gave me grace because I should have left early part of last year. When he was really dealing with me heavily and I didn't know what was going on. Hallelujah. But there was a transition taking place. But God, tell you what. When the voice began to intensify, amen, and God didn't stop dealing with me. He just intensified the urgency of going. And when that urgency intensified, I had to make some arrangements. Amen. I had to make some quick arrangements. And I'm like, okay, Lord, now I've done what you have asked me to do. I've done it, okay? But guess what? I'm going to put a fleece out. I had to put a fleece out. Hey, you know it's nothing wrong with testing God. It's nothing wrong with proving him. He said, prove me herewith. In Malachi 3:10, he said, Bring all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me herewith. If I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. I prove God. Amen. I prove them. Amen. I haven't always done what always walked in humility. I haven't always walked in obedience, but I proved what? Nobody knows my record better than God. Huh? Glory to God. He said, I know you're down sitting, and I know you're uprising, Adrian. I know all about you, baby. I know the thoughts before it even enter into your mind. I know your thoughts, sweetheart. Hey, you don't know more shy. Hallelujah. And that's the conversation. That's how I talk with the Lord. I talk to him just like I talk to Sister Ruby. Amen. But I don't argue with God. I might argue a point with Sister Ruby, but I ain't arguing with God because my arms are too short to box with him. I might can duke it out with Sister Ruby for a round. Amen. But in the final analysis, she went around because she's my senior. She's my elder. So guess what? I just say, okay, all right. She'll say differently. But anyway, my arms are too short to box with God. So guess what? All I could do is cry out to him, Mother Charity. All I can do is say, Lord, forgive me. Yes, you knew what I spoke out of my mouth. I was wrong. Yes, you know what I said. You saw me when nobody saw me. He told Zacchaeus, he said, I saw you when you, Jesus told him, he said, I saw you when you was in the fig tree. Hey, glory to God, ain't nothing hidden from God. God will expose you. Amen. He will expose you. But guess what? Don't wait for God to expose you. If you've done wrong, if you need mercy, if you need grace, if you need forgiveness, hallelujah, repent and go to God. Go in your secret closet and have a little talk with Jesus. He's not interested in killing you. Hallelujah. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. The Bible said that David was a man after God's own heart. Yeah, yeah, no. You see, now, how could he be a man after God's own heart and he committed adultery and he had the woman's husband killed in the heat and put him at the front of the battle? Amen. How can God say this man? You know why? Because God, David had a heart of repentance. Amen. Even when he did wrong, he went to the Lord and he repented. He wasn't ashamed to go back and say, Lord, you know me. You know what I did. And Lord, I've sinned not against myself, but I sinned against you, Lord. Forgive me. Amen. That's all God is asking us to do today. All he's asking us to do is to ask for forgiveness and then be able to forgive. I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. Y'all might say, oh, she seemed to be happy. I want you to know that I'm not always happy. I have my disappointments. I have my problems. I have my issues. I get in this flesh. And sometimes I want to be like Peter and cut somebody off. I want to cut somebody out sometime. I'm telling the truth. Yeah, sometimes you feel like I'm going to tell him. Now, if you don't feel like that, then guess what? You done overcome your flesh. I haven't gotten there yet. I got to deal with this flesh 24/7. Amen. And it's not an easy thing to deal with because this flesh will overrule the spirit man if you allow it to. Hallelujah. So I have given you all today what God has given me. Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. People of God, this is our season for grace and favor. I just don't play that song because I'm so in love with it. But I love the lyrics. I love the admonition that is given in that song. Glory to God. If you have any seed, in the ground, then know that grace and favor is in your life. Know that we haven't always been perfect. I can, that's my testimony today. I haven't always been perfect, but I can tell you what, in almost 30 years, I've been faithful. Ask anybody that I served under, I've been faithful. Faithful to God, faithful to his promises, faithful to his word, faithful to those that have the rule over me, faithful to those, amen, that I have encountered as I walked with God. I've been faithful. And that's my testimony today. If I hadn't been faithful, God wouldn't entrust me with this awesome Blog Talk Radio. Uh-huh. God entrusts me with this because guess what? He know I'm not going to hurt the people. I love God's people. God's people are precious. God's people are precious. And I wouldn't dare hurt his people. I'd rather take a whipping before I subject you to a whipping. I mean that with all of my heart because I know if I hurt you, I'm hurting God. If I disappoint you, I'm disappointing God. I'm living. Yeah, you don't know no more shaya to make God happy. I'm living to put a smile on his face. I want to see the people of God blessed. I want to see you happy. I want to see you walking in your season. I want to see the grace and favor of God being evident in your life. I want to see souls, hey, coming in, saying, what must I do to be saved? The young man that I invited to the church last week, amen, he came to church. I was about maybe turning a block into the church parking lot in about two or three blocks, and he called me and said, Miss Adrian, I'm ready. I said, wow, okay. I said, I'll be there. We'll be a little bit late. But I'm coming get you. And when I saw that young man, I saw a prophet. I told him, I see people as God see them. I said, you dressed and you're looking like a prophet today. And he was so blessed in the service. He was so blessed. They were able to, the first lady was able to, I mean, the mother of the church was able to greet all of the visitors, give them a little continental breakfast, and gave them a little tape, hallelujah, and everything. And, you know, first impressions are lasting impressions. So what you think about God? Hey, when we come to him, when we come to him with a broken heart, as the scripture said, in a contrite spirit, he said, I won't turn it away. God is a loving God. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. I can't go no farther today. I gave y'all what the Lord have given me. May you be blessed. May you know that no matter what you're going through, take Psalm 34:1 and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. I got to say that every day I wake up here in New Orleans. Every day I wake up under the roof of somebody else's home, I have to say, I will bless the Lord. Amen. I'm not going out and rush and go here and go there. I'm waiting on God. I'm going to wait on God. Yeah. But while I'm waiting, I'm moving. Jesus. While I'm waiting, Sister Ruby, I'm going to keep on moving. Amen. I'm waiting on it, but I'm moving while I'm waiting. God bless you all. Back into the hands of Sister Ruby. Yes, Lord, I love you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, no more shaya. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you. Sister Ruby?
Praise the Lord. That was a blessing. Mother Charity?
Hallelujah. Yes, God bless. Amen. I certainly enjoyed those words coming from Evangelist Bernard today. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have much to say on that. Amen. Except she just brought the word on. Amen. And, you know, like that song said, take the Lord along with
take
you everywhere you go. Because you're going to need him. You're going to need him. You're going to need him. Hallelujah. So I tell you the truth, I certainly want to please the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And I want my seeds to be some seeds in the ground, too. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So that I please God. Amen. That's what this thing is all about. Amen. Pleasing the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And leaving a legacy down here for people to see, you know, the goodness of the Lord. That's what we need to do. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. So, I mean, I appreciate that because we need to do that, absolutely, all that she has spoken. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to be tested. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. But God is able to bring us through. He's not going to put any more on us above that we're able to bear. But he said, with the temptation, he'll make a way of escape. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God is good to us. Hallelujah. And I just feel like serving him. Amen. And I feel like praising him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' blessed name. God bless you all. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Mother Charity.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, you're almost seeing it.
Prophetess Arlene Davis.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank bless you, Lord. The Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Good afternoon. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I lift him up this afternoon. I give him true honor this afternoon. Hallelujah. Thank him for another day. He has kept me from harm and danger. Thank God that he woke me up this morning in my right mind. Hallelujah. Because I could have woke up and didn't know who I was this morning. But I thank God I know who I was. I give him honor. This day right here, I give him honor because this is the day that he has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I give honor to Pastor Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby. I give honor to each and every one of you in your place. I give honor to the fivefold ministry. I give honor to every layman, every laywoman. I give honor to every caller. I'm just thankful. I'm just grateful. I'm just blessed. Hallelujah. I just thank him. You know, it's not a put on. It's a for real thing because I just truly love him. I praise him on the line, off the line, around the line, in the line, on the line, because I just lift him up because he's just been so good to me. Hallelujah. Yes, he's been a mind regulator. He's been a healer to me. And you read my favorite scripture, Psalm 34. It's so much I could say, but I thank him that you read my favorite scripture and you preached and teached on my favorite scripture.
Thank you.
And I had to really live that down. God said, you will bless me at all times. Well, will you bless me when it's dark? Will you bless me when you don't have? Will you bless me? And I had to bless him in season and out of season, when I had, when I didn't have. That's why I come on this line. Hallelujah. Ooh, praising him and lifting him up. Hallelujah. It's not predicated on what I have, what I'm going through. It's predicated on who he is. Hallelujah. Ooh. And he has risen up in me. Hallelujah. Said I had to rise up on these lines and say,
glory.
Thank you, Jesus, and give him the glory. Hallelujah. And give him the praise. So I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Thank God you put it so beautifully. Pastor Bernard, you tore it so beautifully, and I just thank God for what you have. Like I said, that was my favorite scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 is my second favorite. And so I just thank God that you have bring forth the word each and every day with great power, great anointing. And I thank God you're walking in purpose. You're walking in the will of God.
Jesus.
You're walking and doing the will of God. You even walked out on a deep when you didn't know what to do, but you went on out on a deep. And God is blessing you, and he has already prepared a way to souls. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for the love and the support you have on the line. And I thank God that you're a woman of God that can repent, because you know sometimes we don't want to repent as leaders. We don't want to really admit when we're wrong.
Yes,
now, I thank God for the topic that you had last week, and I'm going to get up off of here. Humble,
that's
being humble. And I thank God, I'm asking God to humble me down even more because I want him to exalt me. Hallelujah, because this is my due season. So I just thank God, and I repent daily. I repent when I think I'm doing wrong, repent when I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And I even repent now, God, in the name of Jesus, of anything I've said or done wrong, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth, not man's, not woman's, but his praises.
You.
Thank God. And I bless the Lord. and I bless you, and keep on walking in the will of the Lord. Keep humbling yourself down. Keep on letting God exalt you, because this is your due season. Keep on pressing to the mark of the high calling. I love you. God bless you, and I love this line. God bless each and every one.
Bless your name, Jesus.
God bless you.
Your name, God. Bless your name, Jesus.
God bless. Sister T, and then we're coming to you, Aaron. Minister Aaron.
Thank
Sister
you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Lord
praise.
Bless your name,
well,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am so honored today. I was able to catch some of the message, but what I did call, I really can use. I just thank God for you, Evangelist Bernard. You truly do have seeds in the ground right here in Stockton, and I know I'm one of them. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus, Jesus.
I thank God I just thank God for you. I noticed when
glory.
I met you for 2.5 years ago, God
Jesus.
Was using you then to get to me, and I thank God for all the seeds that you planted inside of me. Because I see how they are harvesting now.
Glory.
You see me go through some good and some bad times.
Yes,
I tell you today, I have peace in my mind, peace in my heart,
glory.
Peace in my spirit, and I will bless the Lord at all times. And these praises are continually coming out of my mouth. I just
thank God for what he's doing, Lord.
And knows you to do it. So I just want to tell you how much I love you, and I want to tell you that your seed here in Stockton is growing. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Just out witnessing. God put me in place with another beautiful woman of God. We're going to grow the ministry, and we're out going to hit the street and all that.
Yes,
put on our fatigues and get
busy. All right, all right. I like that.
Thank God for you.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Santa, see you, and we know it's your season. And I find myself when I'm praying that your name come up all the time. I say, you know what? This woman of God just don't know how God used her to enhance my life. So I just want to let you know how much I love you, and I appreciate
thank
who you are. Anytime you want me to sing, you find some songs. I will sing them for you because you are beautiful.
All right, Sister T.
And Pastor Beast is for love today. She had a busy day yesterday. You know, we did the whole Easter service ceremony, and then somebody got married yesterday. She married a couple.
Glory.
So I'm now her armor bearer, so just keep me in
prayer.
I love you guys so much, and it's nothing like New Destiny Ministry Time of Reflection. Pray my
All right, all right. God bless you. I got a seed in the ground. You might have to sing that, Sister T. Glory to God.
Mr. Aaron.
God is a wonder.
Praise
He's
the Lord.
A wonder.
Praise
the
Lord,
Lord. Minister
the Lord.
Aaron.
That was powerful, what you was teaching. That was powerful. I'm glad I got and heard that, because sometimes we don't forgive and forget. We keep trying to hold things in. What you was dealing with is about, you know, sometimes God wants us to say, Lord, forgive me for this. Lord, forgive me for that. You know, help me, strengthen me where I'm weak, make I'm strong. But when it's in your season, you have to do that. And this is the season God got for you in these last and evil days. What men and women, what you was preaching about when men and women, how they overlooked us. We didn't have problems. You didn't have problems with women and men. So
that's
let you know right there why God can't make you a pastor. What do men think? Oh, they can be the only one. Why can't God can't make you a pastor down in New Orleans? Ain't nobody else want to take the position. Why God can't give it to you that you can go from where he done brought you all over when you was preaching and prophesying really all over the different cities that you done been through around United States. I ain't talking about out at night, around United States. Why God can't take you back home to your state where you from and deliver you and bless you with a church down there and bring all them souls in the kingdom.
My.
We overlook people. People overlook people. But God don't overlook us. God knows who we are from
Jesus.
The foundation. He don't overlook. He loves us for who we are because he created us. The Father created who we are. So the thing is that the love of Christ in you that love other people, yes, you have to suffer. Yes, you got to go through for God to take you on that next level. But it's worth it. It ain't nothing like Jesus Christ done suffer. It ain't nothing like what he done been through. But I'm saying we suffer too. But sometimes you have to go there, and then you got the little enemies. You got to, yeah, God will bless you in front of your enemies. So this is the season that he's blessing you in front of your enemies that they said it would never come to pass. And look at you now, just like you was preaching about your broadcast. Yeah, look at it. Look what God is doing. You ain't seen nothing. God going to do it so powerful that you might have to go to another state, you know, down south somewhere. You don't never know what God is doing in your broadcast. That's why I said you got Jesus got the number one broadcast for you around this world.
Oh,
God is soon to be coming in the message, what you said, really, I got, and when I was listening to you, I was like, oh, my God. I said, Adrian is preaching that message, but talking about your life, what God has brought you from. That's the problem. Not to hold you up too long, but that's the problem we're not doing. We're not talking about what God has brought us from. We were sinners in the world, but we don't want to talk about what God has really brought you from. We don't want to talk about that. We want to hold on something. Oh, it don't take all that. Yes, it do. It takes all that in the situation we in now and in the last days. It do, because you got these kids disrespecting parents. They kids having kids. All this mess going on. It takes that to win souls in the kingdom. You have to be wise. But being wise, you got to talk about your past. But we don't want to talk about our past. The enemy it don't take all. Yes, it do take all that.
Come on.
It take all that to talk about your past. That's why God is using your calling in a time like this. This is the season God is moving. This is the season in the last days. Never thought the last days that he was going to use your calling at the time like this. And folks talking heavy and strong about you. And you done helped me. You done encouraged me from the last year to this year. But, you know, if you just let God use you. My cousin, if you let God use you, you don't know. Just stop being afraid of reading and writing. Just let God work miracles in your life. And you were right. Now that's what I was doing. And I was going to tell you from last year, the lady that was on there, I forgot that prophet, that woman that's ain't no joke, that was on here, she prophesied on me last year, and I'm finna get off. She had prophesied on me last year, told me she could see me with women, young people, young women, and young men going to be coming to me. Well, it came to pass this year. I had prophesied on. I was talking to this guy yesterday, a young guy crying. He wanted to be a Muslim. I broke him down about that. He said, I come out of holiness, but I broke him down. Prayed with the brother, young guy, 20 years old, and now he want to go to church with me. Crying.
Look at that guy.
With tears in his eyes. And it didn't hit me till the day the Lord started dealing with my spirit. Said, remember, I spoke to somebody on your life and said, this is what you're going to be tracking with young people. And now I see it now. This is the calling. Not just for your season, my season, everybody else's season. At a time like this, God is about to open doors. The blessing ain't nowhere. Only thing God looking for us is to win souls in the kingdom. That's all he wants. He wants souls. He ain't worried about stuff and things ain't nothing. He just want to know, are you going to still do the job that I told you I wanted you to do? So what you doing, keep up the good work. And, yes, I'll be ready to come down there to New Orleans this year with some wealth in my pocket. In Jesus' name, that's all I can say. So I can bless
Glory.
Too. I want to do God's will. That's all I'm telling you. And I love you. And anything you need from me, let me know.
Love you too, Aaron. God bless you. We love you and appreciate all that you've done to support and witness to souls. That's a blessing. Young men, young women, you have that kind of spirit. Hallelujah.
Right.
People
Thank
that
you,
witness
Thank
have a spirit of winning souls. That's a gift. Glory to God, Sister Ruby.
Now I see it more
spirit.
Stronger now.
Yeah, witnessing spirit. That's a gift God give you. Everybody don't have that, so it is a gift. So continue to open up your mouth and speak and encourage people. One thing about you, you're not afraid to encourage anybody. So God will use you when you open up your mouth.
And what you said, we are not afraid. She's not afraid. Mm-hmm. You're not afraid neither. It's just the way God used certain people to come your path. Way he used it from the foundation of Jeremiah. He knew who they were coming your path. Anybody can't get everybody.
That's
why
right.
God got certain people. God got the celebrities for you.
To certain people.
God
That's
got
right.
Got people for Sister Ruby.
I believe
what she was in the past. God, God got Sister Ruby right now for people that's been on them drugs, but older generations that's hurt because the economy done went down. God is trying to bring her to help them type of people to come in at the right time. It's going to be some old people. I'm talking about, when I say old, I'm talking about 60, 70 years old, undercover on that crack cocaine. And God use her. She's going to discern her to discern their spirit that they can come into holiness. That's what God is doing right now. He's not trying to play games with folks. Everybody, the reason why the enemy fighting us so hard and don't want us to reach out and touch, like the woman did the issue of blood for 12 years, she suffered. And touched the hem of his garment. God wants to touch the hem of his garment with souls. Touch the hem of his garment. When they look at you, see the lifestyle in your life. And when God gives you that, everybody don't have the discerning spirit. Everybody don't have the discerning spirit. It's not that many, because God ain't give it out to everybody. Certain people have it and certain people don't. A lot of them got the discerning of Satan, but it ain't got the discerning of God. Because when it's by God, you're anointed. God showing me you're anointed by God, and you ain't scared to come deep, not just to crying, that they scared Elmer's going to jump out their skin. That's how God, but God has got you down in New Orleans. You ain't seen nothing, ain't
you?
God bringing some people your way, and people with wealth. You're going to be running across people with wealth that's
Lord
got problems.
Jesus.
Don't know what to do with this money they have. I'm talking about big companies that don't. You're going to run across some big companies that don't know what to do with their wealth. They're so tired of this money, all this money they got. This wealth, I call it wealth. They don't know what to do. They're going to bless your company. That's what's going to happen. They're going to bless the broadcast. But it's going to be in a powerful way. And God is about to do some things right down there, opening a church for you. On your own, God is going to open, and I'm talking about thousands of people crying because you're going to preach about holiness. Not to hold you up, but it's still laying in my spirit to tell you that. I see you preaching about holiness. Being baptized in Jesus-ness and speaking in tongues that people ain't preaching about. People is born again Christians. Except God is your person that's ever
you
saved.
You prophesying that.
You got to have anointing. You got to have anointing. This is the thing people doing, and people getting gullible, messing up folks' mind and spirit. Thinking that's the only way you can make it, being accepting God as your personal savior. Now you got power. You're a lying one. The truth ain't in. That ain't has. God is dealing with holiness. This
glory
is the time he's dealing with holiness. So that's why
God
is going to bless you with a church down there in New Orleans. I see a building down there empty, and God is going to bless you through some people. And you're going to get that building. It's in your name. It's your name. Ain't nobody else. Nobody else can get it. It's your name. God got your name on it. And you go, all the people that be on this broadcast, that's for you, they going to come down and do, you're going to be doing crusades like crazy. Folks going to be getting healed. Oh, my God. It's going to be powerful. You watch how God moves. You watch
how God moves. Well, I receive that ministry, Aaron, and I tell you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God, you're so worthy.
Thank you.
God is about to set you up with a house down there, too. People just going to be giving stuff to you. They don't know what they can't get. They can't. You can't buy their soul. God going to be blessing you to win those. You're going to have people be giving you stuff. They're going to be giving stuff. You watch what I tell you.
Can't
leave down in New Orleans. God got that for you. This is the season he's bringing you back home. This is your season. You're only going to be at your apartment for a season. Then God is going to start opening doors for you. He's going to be opening doors for you. Right, and it's going to happen this year. God is working on this year. It's coming to pass.
Hallelujah.
And God wants you to keep praising him, lifting him up. Preaching his gospel.
Hallelujah.
Because he got your name on it in these last evil days.
Glory.
This is the time he's got your name on some things. And Sister Ruby going to be coming down there with you. So God ain't forgot you, Sister Ruby. God is going to do some things. You've been faithful in this broadcast with her. God is about to open some doors for you, too. He ain't forgotten you. But we've forgotten him. He ain't forgotten you. He's going to open some doors for you. And the reason why he's going to open some doors for you down in California, because it's a work you have to do for God. You're never too old. That's why you're single. You ain't never too old. God is about to do some things for you in your life.
Lord,
God is about to do some things. Powerful. So you better be looking this year. Because God is about to, he's going to do a straight turnaround this year. He's opening some doors this year.
Thank you. That's why
I asked God to put a little pinky and give me a little bit of it. God is about to do some things, Sister Ruby. You've been faithful with my cousin for a long time on this line.
God ain't forgotten you.
He's going to open some things on for you. Bills going to be paid, everything. God going to bring God bring, and I'm going to get off right now, God is going to bring you some people that's been on them drugs, but their family is wealthy, and you going to take, God going to use you. Down in California, they's wealthy, and you're going to bless them to bring them in holiness, and their family going to want to bless you. Watch what I say. It's going to come to pass. Love y'all. I didn't mean to stay too long. Oh, God, it's so worthy. Thank you, Aaron.
I could say one thing I can concur with is that anything you've ever spoken over my life, it has come to pass. You have never spoken with thus say the Lord, and it was not manifested. And I'm telling you, those that's on the line, those that may listen later and hear this man of God, if he speaks something in your life, he just not talking. God uses him mightily to speak into people's lives, and it come to pass. I'll never forget leaving California. He told me two people was going to bless me with some finances, and it happened before I left the state of California, and some other things he prophesied, and it came to pass. So I tell you, I take everything he say seriously, and if he tell it to you, expect it, because God is definitely going
to
bless.
I want to say one more thing while you was talking. After cocking, God is dealing with my spirit on you, Angel. And I don't know if you still got that Mercedes, do you?
Yes, sir.
God's going to bless you with another car, somebody you're going to meet in the streets, and they're going to need a car to drive. God's going to let you get that to him, and then God's going to bless you with a powerful vehicle. I don't know what kind of vehicle it's going to be, but it's going to be dangerous in that one. That's for you. How God's going to do that in New Orleans.
And
you're going to know it in your heart that it's going to be for you to give it, because you've been having problems with it. So God's going to give it to somebody else, but it's going to be running good enough for them that they can have it before. Then God's going to bless you with a nice car. He's going to bless you about three different cars. I see that. He's going to bless you with that. Reason why he's going to bless you with that, because this broadcast is going on. You letting this go, and you winning, so folks are getting healed off this broadcast. And you're not giving up God what he wants you to do in these last days. This is your season. And you got to walk right in it. You got to walk right in it.
Lord,
God is going to bless you.
Ah, hallelujah. Well, I receive it.
And it's going to mess you. He's going to bless you so powerful. You ain't going to even, oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
God going to bless you with mama out that house they in down in New Orleans. God going to bless you with some wealth to bless them out of this situation. They've been in there a long time. And God is going to take you from there to get them out of that. You watch what I tell you. It's coming to pass.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
God from glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you. I receive it
all, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I receive it in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Sister Ruby, because she's been working with you, she's going to get blessed too. God ain't forgotten.
Hallelujah.
And it's going to happen sooner than what Sister Ruby, Mother Ruby thinks. I say Sister Mother Ruby thinks. God will bless you beyond your imagination. Watch what I say. It's coming to pass. I'm not playing. I'm not just talking to be talking so I can look good on the broadcast. I don't care about that. I ain't worried about all that. I'm just doing what God is leading my mouth and my tongue, what he wants me to speak about. That's all I'm doing. I'm just getting led like he did in Jeremiah chapter 1 when he did with Jeremiah. He said, I'm a child. He said, how can I get used? I'm a child. God said, I'll use your mouth. Speak for me.
Glory to God.
Hey, God, that's what God is doing for me. I'm a miracle. I'm a walking miracle for God.
Yes, God.
And I thank him for it. I used to couldn't read and write, but God changed my life. And I thank him. I got bold against the enemy. He's a lying wonder, and the truth ain't in him. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over him.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And some of them on this line, right? God got work for y'all to do. Prophets, whatever, evangelists, whatever. God got work for y'all to do. And don't never think that you can't have a church. Don't never think that you can't be evangelist because you're a woman. That don't mean nothing. And God,
all right.
Man make us think we can't do this and we can't do that. That's a lying wonder. God is doing some miracles with y'all women this year, in these last and evil days. God is about to do some, open some doors that have been closed in your face.
Jesus,
I don't know who I'm talking to, but I feel that in my spirit. God is about to open some doors, and God is about to do something. So don't look at yourself. I know some of y'all had dreams, strong dreams and visions. God about to do some things, I'm telling you. Just keep fasting, keep praying, keep seeking him.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
God is going to be opening some doors. Because some of y'all been on this, some of y'all that's on this line and on the broadcast, period, been through some things you can't even tell nobody. But God wants you to speak about it. I'm talking about when you start witnessing the souls. God wants you to bring them up. Because this world right now is terrible. And God is soon to be coming. And he's getting everybody ready at a time like this. He hid you for a long time. And this is the season. This is the season. Hello?
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
well,
Lord.
God
thank
bless
you. Take long. Y'all keep praying for me. I need a special prayer.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise.
Oh, praise the Lord. I received that ministry as far as witnessing and the whole thing because I've been asking the Lord, you know, I'm ready to get back out there and witness.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
I see you, too. I see you getting folks. I see God using you.
Jesus.
That's why God got you like you are single. God got some things he's about to set up in your life. And the devil knows it. God is about to do some powerful things. You got some people that's hurting right now, older people, younger people, they hurting. But God, you only person can get to them is you. Can't nobody else get them. God got them up for you. And these people got wealth. Their family got money. And God is going to roll. God's going to bless you to get in touch with those type of people in the time that we're living like this. Because a lot of them don't know what to do with their wealth.
See,
they done spent it on their kids and did this and they done messed it up. And see, you're an older woman, mother, but but God is going to use you. And you're never
Hallelujah.
Too old. He's going to use you. And you got a heart, your mind, your heart is like you're still in your 50s and 60s to do the work for the Lord. And God is going to use you like that, like
All
never
right.
before. You just got to stay healthy, stay strong, go walking like you used to walk, get back and, you know, just start talking to God. And God is going to be bringing them to you, mother. That's what God is about to do.
Hey, God, shut down.
Over
to
God.
He's going to be bringing
Hallelujah.
Them to you. You know, he hears your prayers, answering your prayers. Because you've been faithful to God for so many years. That a lot of people don't even know you like they think they know you. God's about to do something. And
Glory
you ain't seen
God.
Nothing yet, mother. He ain't gonna let you. Because you've been helping out Adrian. God is about to do some things. He's about to bless you. And can't nobody take your spot.
Hallelujah.
All. You stuck with her for life. Can't nobody take your spot. God got you with her for life.
Lord,
ain't nobody
mercy.
Take it. They can come in all they want. It ain't going to happen.
Lord
God
Jesus.
Got y'all sealed together for the last
right.
and evil days
Lord
we live
God.
In. You're going to be a lot of people going to be getting on this line. Coming this time next year, it's going to get more strong. If this year is going to be a lot of different strange people getting on your line. God, they're coming. They're going to be coming. God, the devil got them set up. They're going to be coming
Lord
on this line. Watch
mercy.
What I tell you. But that's all right. You're covered by the blood.
Cover.
You're covered
like
by the blood.
That.
No weapon formed against you going to prosper.
Come
that's
on.
What God said. No weapon. Great is that he that's in us that's in the world. That's what's about to happen. God is about to do some things. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh,
you ain't seen nothing yet.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And
Thank
I know
you,
you're not in stuff and things, mother. Sister Rube, I know you're not in stuff and things, but God going to bring them to you anyway. Because you know what to do with
Hallelujah.
Them.
Well, God, we bless you. We bless you for the prophecy, Aaron, and certainly I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen,
right.
amen. Is there any more callers, Sister Ruby?
Oh, That's it. Dawn was on, and
that's it. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for the word. We bless God for what he's doing. And, again, we're going to start announcing this citywide crusade and this ministry launch September the 4th through the 6th. We're going to try to have our flyers up by the first week of May. So pray for this event that the Lord put in my spirit to do, and God is certainly moving by his power. So we just thank God for you. Tomorrow, Minister Tracy Curtis out of Houston, Texas, will be speaking on emotional wellness. So, amen. She's a counselor in that area, a spiritual counselor. Amen. So she'll be with us. We were introduced to her by Pastor Hamilton, so she'll be with us on tomorrow, and then we'll see how the Lord flow for the rest of the week. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. We thank God for Prophetess Darlene staying in and out, staying in Sister Ruby stayed on yesterday morning with the early Sunday morning prayer. So thank God for you, Prophetess Darlene, and we're going to go to her and let her close us out with the word of prayer. Before we go to her, we'll ask Sister Ruby for any remarks that she may have, and then we'll close on out. Thank God for Mother Charity. God bless you, Sister T. Amen. Mondays is a light day. Sometimes I wasn't able to do any posts in the day because I was in transition from uptown to downtown, so wasn't able to post today. So nevertheless, God still had who he wanted to have on the line today. So God bless you. Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord. The word was a blessing. It just came to, as the Lord knows, the intents of our heart. So we bless the Lord at all times. And when you bless him, I'd like verse 4 say, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered
me.
The Lord is awesome. You brought the word and with anointing. So, you know, I say, Lord, after the word, you know, what is it about? I guess you have to examine yourself and see
Jesus.
Place where the Lord would have me to be. I only can say me. I can't say any other saint or person or listening or whatever. I'm saying for me, anytime the Lord sent a word, for me it is to examine yourself. And praise Minister Aaron Singleton for giving me that that word, because I've been asking the Lord, Lord, I have to get up and get back out there in the field, in the car wash house, the cat house, whatever house. I think I have the Lord had, and the most important thing is I feel like the word has this word have came to strengthen me, but I think I'm more strengthened now after the 3 years of situation with my daughter. So I feel like I can go out there with my heart set on the word and God's people to use wisdom and kindness and gentleness, and to open my heart more to receive his people, to bring them back to him with holiness and baptism. So God bless each and every one. Evangelist Bernard, the word was anointed.
Amen, amen, Sister Reuben. God said, if we delight ourselves in him, he would give us the desires of our heart. And God is certainly strengthening you. And I know this is your period where you're remembering and you have so many fine, lovely memories of your daughter. But like Aaron said, God ain't through with you yet. There's still a work to be done. Amen. God is still writing your story. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. We're going to go to Prophetess Darlene and ask her if she have any comments. The Lord laid anything on her heart to say, she can do so at this time, and close us out with a word of prayer, and we'll see you all on tomorrow.
Prophetess Darlene, before you come on, I forgot to say we had a guest, 1170, in the chat room.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, guest.
Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I just want to say I really enjoyed the program on today. I just thank God for true women and men of God, prophesying, preaching the word of God. I thank God when you say thank you. I thank you because allowing me to stand in the stead of Sister Ruby is not a light thing. Standing in the stead of you, it's not a light thing. So I thank God, and it's my honor and my privilege to stand in the gap for y'all anytime because we say we're with you. We may not could be with you all the time down there, but if we're with you, we got to come through money. We got to come through prayers. We got to come different ways that we say we're with you. And I truly am with you. This was a set up by God and ordained set up by God. And I love the connection, and it's a good thing. And I'm here any way I can be here and any way God tell me to be here. So I just thank God for y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for the word on today. Sometimes you think the word is a light thing, but it's not a light thing. But when you speak with power. You speak with the anointing. And I thank God for the favor that's on your life. Hallelujah. Like the man of God said, you're not going to have to worry about nothing. Because he told you to go there. And he prepares the way. He gives you provision for when he prepares the way for you to go somewhere. And he has provided. And you have many, many seeds that you have not even begun to see. That's in the ground that's going to root up and plant. And it's going to flourish. Hallelujah. So I thank God because, see, you know, you know them, you know, among the ones you labor among, but you know you can tell them by their fruit. If there's no fruits on their tree, something is wrong. And you got much fruit and much fruit to come. Hallelujah. And I thank God because I was one of those seeds, hallelujah, a fruit seed that didn't even think it could go in the ground anymore. But God rooted it up, hallelujah, and planted it. To God be the glory. And it was because of you. So I thank God because of your love. And your compassion. And it was also because of Sister Ruby's prayer. She don't say much, but she's praying in the scene, behind the scene.
Oh, yeah.
So I thank God for her prayer and so many others. So I just want to say thank you to each and every person that helped put this in the ground. Hallelujah. And it's going to be a great seed that's going to rise up.
Jesus.
And to God be the glory. So I just thank each and every one of you. I love y'all. Keep on doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Because
you've been faithful through things. God may make you rule over many. Hallelujah. Television is no stopping you now. Hallelujah. The enemy should have got you when he could have. But now you're going forth. Hallelujah. We're so glad about it.
God,
ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah. We're rejoicing with you.
We got your back.
We got your back. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We
thank you, Sister Ruby. God bless you also. And it is time for you to get up out of there. It's time for you to see you got a work to do. Only you can do. Your mouth can do it. Only your feet can go those places.
Come on.
They need you. They need you. The souls are waiting for you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then they'll try to keep you focused on the negative. Like I told the people on Saturday on my prayer group, and I'm going to pull it in. I told them, don't look back. Don't look even on the side of you because there's a lot of trash, a lot of junk, a lot of old things.
Come on.
Keep looking forward. Keep looking to the hills from which you come from. Stay focused on God. I told the young lady, there's so much junk on the side of you.
Come on now.
Don't even look to the right or the left of you. Just keep looking forward. Just go ahead where God is calling you to go. Don't even worry about the old. Look into the new. So I'm saying that to you. Just go ahead and forward. God got great things in store for you.
He
got
great
new things in store for you, Sister Ruby.
All right.
Just keep walking, God. And as you walk, keep praying. Just go forward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. They need to hear about him.
Thank you, Lord. God bless y'all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Close us out with a word.
It's a special gift that you have, Sister Ruby.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you for your word on today, God. We thank you because we will bless the Lord at all times. And your praises shall continue to be in our mouth. We thank you, God, for keeping us in the midnight hour. We thank you,
Lord.
God, for being our friend when we didn't have one. We thank you, God, for the ministry that's laid on this line, God. We thank you for this woman of God. We thank you for your servant, God, Pastor Bernard, God. We thank you that she's preaching the truth in the gospel to the people, God.
Oh God,
we thank you that our ears are hearing what thus says the Lord.
Lord.
We thank you that you ordered her footsteps and directing her path. We thank you for the newness in her life, God. We thank you that you're breathing on her, God. We thank you that you're keeping her and that she's covered in the blood
thank
of Jesus.
You.
We thank you right now for your blood, God. Oh,
hallelujah.
God, we thank you for each and every one on this line, God. Hallelujah. We lift you up this afternoon, God. We don't take nothing lightly. We don't take nothing for granted. We know the word was brought today on this line.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, as they go into the archives, as they go into the message maybe even later, those that was not on. Oh, God, I'm asking you to turn them around, God.
Hallelujah.
Set free, God. Meet them, God, that they will praise you at all times, God. And the ones that's praising you, keep on praising you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you today, God. We just praise your name right now, God. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you for what you're doing on this line, God. We thank you for what you're going to do on this line, God. I come with a repentant spirit, God. If there's anything I said, done, thought, that was not of you, God, wash me, purge me, God. Put the searchlight on me, God. Let me examine myself daily, God. Oh, God, we got to continue to go forth in you, God. Oh, God, we got to be about your kingdom work, God. Oh, God, let us come together on one accord in the body of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, God, that we begin to do what you call us to do even more, God. Help us to step out on your word, God. Help us to step out on you, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every attack, every assignment from the enemy in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold loose, every shackle, destroy every yoke in your people's life, God. Go in the homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Sweep through the home door today, God. Change and rearrange things, God. In the name of Jesus, we proclaim healing on this line. We proclaim deliverance on this line. We proclaim joy and peace on this line. We proclaim that everybody's going to walk in what they need to walk into, what you have called them to walk into, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go on with our rest of our day, God, let it be in you and about you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch families today, God. Deliver, God. Look down upon the bereaved families, God. Cover and strengthen, God. Cover their hearts, God. Cover their hearts during this time, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we do give you the praise and honor. We ask these things, God, even the songs that's been played, God. Let it ring in our spirits, God, and take us to another place in you. And we love you, God. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Ah, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I ask a special
prayer
for Pastor Bernard's grandchildren, God. I ask you to touch every one of her true grandchildren, God.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, from the crown of their head to the bottom of their feet, God.
Yes,
oh, God,
God,
keep on walking with you, God. Lord, let no harm or danger come to them. The ones that need to be saved, saved. The ones that need to be delivered, delivered, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as she has planted many seeds in that area. Oh, God, let it bloom, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, we praise you, and we give you the honor for being done. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless
your
name, God.
Your mind's open. You can pray. So we hang out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we give you glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God.
We want our fires to burn. We want our fires to burn.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep us, you want us to be, oh, God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God.
Y'all want to family on this broadcast.
Lord, hallelujah.
Got a seed in the ground.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Your will be done.
Hallelujah. We bless you for Minister Aaron today, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for Mother Charity, God. Hiya no Mosiah.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you for the word, God. Bless them, bless them, bless them.
Hallelujah.
But Sister Ruby, God, continue to strengthen the Lord in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Ha!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Ah, glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He blessed you today, God. Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
I remember Bishop Singleton, God.
Thank
you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Guide us in the right path.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord,
we bless you today, God.
Praise you and off this line. Get the devil for their trouble, God.
Oh, lady.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Miracles and everything, oh, God.
Thank you, God.
Glory to your name, God.
For breakthrough, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In this month, matter of fact. Breaking
miracles.
Bless
your name, Jesus.
Praise you. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right. All right. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Right. You can close us on now, Sister Ruby. Gotta
go. Handle your business, Sister Ruby.
Hallelujah. Handle your business. Handle your business, Adrian.
All right, all right.
We got to do what God wants us to do. We're coming together as one.
Hallelujah.
God's about to do something this year. This is the year. This is the year God is about to do something.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
This is the year, and you done made it, Adrian. You done made it in your situation. You done made it because you back home. You done made it. You done went everywhere around the United States, but you made it back home.
It took
you so many years to get you back home. It's like following a yellow brick road, but you made it all the way home. No place like home.
Telling the truth now.
Get them shoes back. And said, there's no place like home. Now God got a work for you to do. Just like I said, Sister Mother Ruby, the same way. It ain't just about you. It's about her, too. God got some things for her to do, too. In these last and evil days. These is the time. God, I'm so glad now. In the last and evil days, he got me on this season. I'm glad he got me now. If he would have got me before, I wouldn't have thanked him like I'm thanking him now.
Lord,
I thank him for the last and evil days. Something is about to happen. And what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. What
I'm
the devil meant for
him,
God, look, the righteousness of the wealth, all that's coming. It's happening. The thing is, before I let us go off the line, Sister Ruby, you on the phone too?
Uh-huh. Praise the Lord.
And what makes us so good about it is we done suffered and went through, we can handle the wealth now. That you had to go through it. See, it ain't going to bother you now because you done been so whipped, so down with the devil that God made you strong. Now you can be able to handle. He can give it to you. Because you'll be able to take care of it and do what he tells you to do. He got you where he wants you. God got what you. Now you'll be able to do what he wants you to do.
Woo! I received that one in the name of Jesus.
You ain't seen nothing yet. We all suffer so many years. To get where we at now. Now.
All right.
This is how God is moving. In a time like this. This is the season. Because we ain't going to be boasted and proud and acting like this. God taking all that. You had to go through it. Now you got to look at it. How you going to like me now?
How you like me now?
Bless you in front of your enemy. That's what he's doing now. And it's just a matter of time this year. Going into next year. That you ain't got to ask for no wealth, money to come in. Can you sow the seed here? If they don't want, that's all right. Because you're going to have the wealth. But that's on them because God's going to go a different strategy on certain people. He's going to come at them different to be saved. You know what I'm saying? For these last and evil days, he's not playing. But I love y'all. Y'all have a special prayer for me.
God bless, Minister Aaron. I receive it.
I want you to say a special prayer for me, Sister Ruby. Mother Ruby, I want you to say a special prayer right now for me, if you don't mind, God.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for allowing Minister Aaron Singleton to get on the line, and you gave him words of encouragement, prophecy, and for each and every one that's on this broadcast, Lord, we ask you to strengthen him, guide him, and direct him, place your angels encamped around about him, let no hurt, harm, or danger, or any type of thing coming at him from other people,
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Touch his mind more. Lead him and guide him. Lead his steps
in the right
yes,
way
Lord.
That you have him to go, Lord Jesus. And he has the full anointing of the Holy
yes,
Ghost
Lord.
With you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he has the
Just thank
like we, that you, we're out there to bring souls into your kingdom. Hallelujah. And everything that you
yes.
give us, it's about giving back because the cattle belong to you. So, Lord, we ask you to bless Minister Aaron Singleton in the
yes.
only
yes,
way
God.
Us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless him with health, strength. Bless his
yes.
mind. And be more focused, Lord. Give him more revelation.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
Desires at night, Lord. Whatever it come for, let it come forth. Let the his surrounding area, the ones he's involved
yes,
with, Esther, brother, each and every one, his sisters and brothers, let him know that it's not things that's coming from him, but it's from the Holy
coming
Ghost.
Coming from God.
Yes,
thank
Lord
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Earth,
hallelujah.
That
he may tribute to your precious people. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
We love you. We praise you for him, Lord Jesus. And you know
yes,
we for him for you bringing on more men into this broadcast, full of the
yes,
Holy
God.
Spirit, full of the power, full of baptized
yes,
and
Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. And going to bring souls into this kingdom. He's a soul.
Hallelujah.
Winner. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Light shine. Hallelujah.
Ah.
Good work. Your good works and glorify you, which is in heaven, and let them know that he's going to be a pistol and he's read of every member. They're going
to
read
it. Hey, glory to God.
That's Lord Jesus.
And
hallelujah.
To tell them what does say the Lord say. And for that, Lord, the glory, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, bless each and everyone that's on this broadcast today, Lord Jesus, that take out the time. Hallelujah. You know, before we get off, the last word we say, don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you, just for me, just for Evangelist Bernard,
that's right.
Each and every
hallelujah.
One that has been on this
yes.
broadcast and so faithful and tremendous to the mighty God, women of God men and women of God that come on and
yes,
bring
Lord.
This anointed word for your people down here on this earth. And for that, we love
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're going to praise you, hallelujah, until we leave this earth.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Time we're going to praise
thank you.
Jesus'
thank
mighty
you,
name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Cover
thank
him,
you.
Lord.
Thank you.
God prevail around
thank
him.
You,
wherever
you.
He goes,
yes,
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
For
hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for prayer. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. That was a powerful prayer. Thank
ooh,
you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Ah, yeah, yeah, no more shy, y'all. You can close us out now, Sister Ruby, but it's working. That's fine. Thank you, Lord. See you all on tomorrow.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you all.
Love you.
Love
God
you,
bless
too.
You. Give you some rest now, Adrian.
All right.
All right. Get you a rest. 35, about a 2 hour rest.
Okay.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose. Yes.
And I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have known.
Come on, you say, this is my season. For grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season. To be what I have known. Everything.
God bless. We'll see you tomorrow. Closing out.